the Hour News.
Good evening.
It happens.
This is the Prime Evening News for today, Thursday, April 18th, 2024. I am Richie Farrell. In the headline, Roseau High Court Justice Colin Williams rejects a bail application by murder accused Jonathan Lehrer, saying there is no just cause to grant the applicant bail after hearing all parties' arguments on April 8, 2024. And work continues towards the implementation of the free movement of CARICOM nationals in member countries to live and to work in any member state, in spite of many complicated issues that have to be resolved.
Right on cue.
And the United Arab Emirates has been hit by record floods over the past 24 hours, sparking misleading speculation about cloud seeding, which involves manipulating existing clouds to help produce more rain.
Cue top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95.
These are our headlines first up in the news. The Roseau High Court today rejected an application for bail by murder accused Jonathan Lehrer. Justice Colin Williams said there was no just cause to grant the applicant bail, and also the requirements of the Bail Act had not been met for the granting of bail. Justice Williams said his decision is based on hearing arguments from all parties on April 8, 2024. According to the Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP, the applicant, Jonathan Lehrer, filed an application for bail to travel to Texas, USA for medical care. Owner of the Bois Cutlet Inc., Jonathan Lehrer, and alleged murderer accomplice Robert Snyder Jr. are both Americans who are charged for the murder of Daniel Langlois and Dominic Marchand on December 6, 2023, who were the owners of Colibri Ridge Eco Resort. Court reporter Carlisle John Baptist spoke to the DPP Sherman Dalrymple this afternoon. The state team consisted of Special Prosecutor Keith Scotland, State Attorney Dana Matthew, and State Attorney Marie-Pierre Louis.
The applicant, Jonathan Lehrer, filed an application for bail to be granted to him to travel to Texas to obtain medical care. The application was heavily opposed by the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions. The state's team consisted of Special Prosecutor Keith Scotland, State Attorney Dana Matthew, and State Attorney Marie-Louise Pierre-Louis. Today, Justice Colin Williams ruled that after hearing arguments on Monday the 8th, of April, that there was no just cause to grant the applicant's bail, and also that the requirements of the Bail Act had not been met for the granting of bail. Justice Colin Williams' ruling, I would say, focused heavily on the public interest in this matter, which was considered, and which is a consideration under Section 4 of the Bail Act. So the requirements were just not met for the applicant to obtain bail.
Director of Public Prosecutions, Shermer Dalrymple. With 15 out of every 100 children in America only partially protected against vaccine-preventable diseases, Pan-American Health Organization Director Dr. Jarbas Barbosa has urged countries of the region to continue efforts to recover routine vaccination coverage. Open quote, historically, our region has always been a leader in disease elimination. However, for more than a decade, vaccination coverage have significantly decreased, end quote, Dr. Barbosa said during a press briefing today to mark the upcoming vaccination week in the Americas. This is due to several factors, including a false perception that eliminated and controlled disease no longer pose a risk to people's health, a reduction in the prioritization of vaccination programs, and also the rise in disinformation since the COVID-19 pandemic, among other factors. While improvements have been made to recover lost ground, the PAHO director underscored that more must be done to reinstate regional vaccination coverage, particularly for highly contagious diseases like measles. He says this is very concerning given the rise in measles cases around the globe and the highly contagious nature of that virus. Dr. Barbosa said countries also remain far from the 90% coverage rate needed to protect girls ages 9 to 14 against the human papilloma virus HPV, which affords them lifelong protection against cervical cancer, one of the main causes of death among women. The PAHO director highlighted that as countries work towards recovery, they must overcome several challenges. To do this, they will need to increase financial and technical resources to improve the performance of essential vaccination services, establish effective communication strategies to tackle vaccine hesitancy, and increase political commitment to routine vaccination programs. The construction of a housing development center and a community center is on the cards for the Grand Bay community. The housing development center is currently ongoing, and the community center is currently in the tendering phase and will serve the lower part of the community. Minister for Foreign Affairs, International Business, Trade and Energy, Dr. Vince Henderson, he explains that the second community center will serve as a hurricane shelter, and will be the headquarters for the Grand Bay Village Council membership.
A local contractor from Grand Bay moving ahead with that project. The community center, and it seemed to be going well. We're very happy for that. So it will service the center, but also the entire Grand Bay community. Now tenders have gone out for the completion of the Grand Bay Community Center, which is another center that will serve the lower part of the community. And that is where the village council is currently housed, and that will help to serve as a hurricane shelter. So we're looking forward to that.
Minister for Foreign Affairs, International Business, Trade and Energy, Dr. Vince Henderson. The Kalinago Child Support Foundation, Inc. has received a heartwarming donation of the children's booklet, If You Touch, I'll Tell, from the Dominican Health and Education Initiative, authored by Dr. Shamina Obochan and illustrated by Marilia Luzina. This educational resource is set to be distributed to schools in the Eastern District and beyond. Expressing gratitude for the donation, the Kalinago Child Support Foundation, Inc. reaffirmed its commitment to supporting the well-being and education of children in the community. The collaboration with DAHI marks an important step in promoting child safety and awareness. Amanda Theodore Langlais, director of the Kalinago Child Support Foundation, expressed excitement about the partnership, highlighting the booklet's significance in educating children about their rights and empowering them to speak out against abuse. The Kalinago Child Support Foundation, Inc. extends its sincere appreciation to DAHI, Dr. Shamina Obochan, and Marilia Luzina for their dedication to the welfare of children in the community. Their generous donation of the educational booklet, If You Touch, I'll Tell, will have a positive impact on the children in the Eastern District and surrounding areas. The Ministry of Tourism has announced the signing of contracts for two significant projects in the Kalinago Territory: the restoration of the Les Calier Tete Chere, totaling $66,709.32, and the upgrade of the Kalinago Barana Ote, that's the waterfall site, totaling $24,334.36. These contracts, signed on April 5, 2024, are part of ongoing efforts to enhance the island's tourism infrastructure and enrich visitor experiences. Tourism Minister Denise Charles Pemberton said, by revitalizing these sites, the aim is to weave the country's history and culture into every visitor's experience, ensuring the enduring legacy of the Kalinago people.
The Ministry of Tourism is on a journey to enhance the Kalinago Territory and other notable community tourism attractions, collectively amounting to a total investment of $669,030. Our mission extends beyond merely boosting tourism numbers. It's a commitment to fostering sustainable development, preserving cultural heritage, and building resilient communities. On Friday, April 5th, we signed two significant contracts totaling $90,934. The rehabilitation and enhancement of Les Calier Tete Chere and the Kalinago Barana Ote waterfall site upgrade. These sites are special treasures of the Kalinago people and will improve the accessibility, safety, and overall enjoyment for visitors.
Minister of Tourism Denise Charles Pemberton, you're tuned in with Q95 News. Financial economist and UWP leader Dr. Thompson Fontaine discourages Caribbean leaders from supporting the establishment of low investment offshore banks in their countries. Dr. Fontaine promises if he is elected as Prime Minister of Dominica in the future, his administration will create an investment environment which only attracts high-end investors who will positively impact the growth of the economy and create a large number of jobs for the citizens. He added that Dominica's interest in accepting offshore banks has done little for the investment portfolio of the economy.
Alongside this significant project, a very close look
at the offshore industry, at the way in which it operates, the reputation, the overall benefit that it brings to the country is not something I would invest in, not something I would take into. What you really want is brick and mortar financial institutions that can provide employment, that can provide opportunities for the public, that can provide loans for businesses in the country to be able to take out and lend, that can provide mortgages so that persons can go get good mortgages at good rates, that they can build a family. That to me is a better model to follow. Because at the end of the day, you have a lot more benefits that come to the country in form of the employment that is generated, but also in terms of economic activity that's generated. The offshore bank, other than the licenses that they generate, they don't really generate any other economic activity for the country. And all of this scrutiny that goes into that, because, as I said, they can be used for illicit activities. They can be used to finance illegal transactions on the web, for example. So if somebody has a very terrible, what they call the dark net, where they operate and you want to hire a killer or something, you can go on there and make a payment through those banks, whereas you're not able to do it in a regular bank where there is a trace where it can be traced back to you.
United Workers' Party leader and economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres conveyed a message to young people, emphasizing their crucial role in devising solutions to the ongoing crises confronting the world at large. He underscored the sobering reality that progress toward achieving the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals is slipping away. Guterres stated that a policy brief to be presented by youth at the 2024 ECOSOC Forum will urge governments to implement measures that facilitate meaningful youth engagement across decision-making spheres. This highlights the pressing need to involve young people in decision-making processes at all levels.
Our world needs you more than ever. From climate change to conflicts, to poverty and inequalities, to the fact that the Sustainable Development Goals are slipping out of reach. Developing solutions to these challenges side by side with young people is the driving force of this forum's discussion. It is the reason behind the new UN Youth Office that will be fully operational this year. And it's at the heart of the UN policy brief launched last week on meaningful youth participation. The brief responds to what young people have been telling us for years, that you feel ignored by decision makers even when you are at the table, and that you are left out of the decisions that affect you the most. The policy brief puts forward three core recommendations. First, it calls on governments to expand and strengthen youth participation at all levels of decision-making. That includes establishing a dedicated youth consultation mechanism in every country in the world and a global standard on meaningful youth participation. Second, it calls on member states to ensure that youth engagement is at the heart of UN decision-making processes and to strengthen critical avenues for youth participation, including this ECOSOC Youth Forum. And third, it calls for the establishment of a standing UN Youth Town Hall process and other measures to ensure diverse, effective, and representative youth participation across all that we do. At the same time, we need young people to lend their energies, ideas, innovations, and talents in the preparations for September's SDG Summit. The summit must become a turning point in the race towards the SDGs. The world is counting on leaders to arrive with concrete commitments. And this includes clear ambition on tackling poverty and inequality, as well as support for a massive stimulus package to ensure that all countries, not just those with the biggest checkbooks, can invest in SDG progress. So today, I urge you to stand up for the SDGs. Activate your peers, families, and communities. Let's shape a better future. Let's do it together.
You've just heard statements from United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Work continues towards the implementation of the free movement of CARICOM nationals in member countries to live and to work in any member state, in spite of many complicated issues that have to be resolved. During the 45th regular meeting of CARICOM heads of government, the leaders agreed to amend the revised Treaty of Chagoramas by March 31, 2024, to guarantee all CARICOM nationals the right to unrestricted travel to live and work in the member countries of the community. The free movement applies to member states that are also part of the CARICOM single market economy. The new agreement will, among other things, move beyond the free movement of skills to freedom of movement of people. Providing an update at today's April 18th post-cabinet press briefing at Jamaica House, Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator the Honorable Kamina Johnson-Smith, reaffirmed Jamaica's commitment to the principle of full free movement, noting that a significant amount of technical work continues to achieve this goal. You're tuned in with Q95 News. The United Arab Emirates has been hit by record floods over the past 24 hours, sparking misleading speculation about cloud seeding. Cloud seeding involves manipulating existing clouds to help produce more rain. The technique has been around for decades, and the UAE has used it in recent years to help address water shortages. The UAE is known for hot and dry weather, although heavy rains have become more regular in recent years.
Dubai and parts of the United Arab Emirates have been hit by record flooding this week. There's been lots of speculation that cloud seeding is to blame, but scientists say this is misleading. Cloud seeding means manipulating existing clouds to help make it rain. This can be done by dropping salts or small particles into clouds. Water vapor can then condense more easily and turn into rain. The UAE has been doing it for years to help with water shortages. Unconfirmed reports suggest cloud seeding did take place the day before the floods, but scientists say that even if that was the case, the seeding would at best have had a minor effect on the storm that hit the Gulf. And we do know that ahead of the floods, computer models were already predicting well over a year's worth of rain to fall in 24 hours. Scientists also say this record rainfall is consistent with how the climate is changing. As the planet gets warmer, the air can hold more moisture, which can fuel storms and increase the intensity of rain.
And that's the Prime Evening News. Here's a recap of our headlines. Roseau High Court Justice Colin Williams rejects a bail application for murder accused Jonathan Lehrer, saying there is no just cause to grant the applicant bail after hearing all parties' arguments on April 8, 2024. Thank you. Work continues towards the implementation of the free movement of CARICOM nationals in member countries to live and to work in any member state.
Q, top of the hour news, as it happens.
In spite of many complicated issues,
it happens. Local,
which have to be resolved.
Global, only on.
And the United Arab Emirates has been hit by record floods over the past 24 hours, sparking misleading speculation about cloud seeding, which involves manipulating existing clouds to help produce more rain. That concludes the evening news. Stay tuned
for the hour news. Q, top of the hour.